Welcome back to Dominican Stars podcast, and this is also the very last podcast that I will be hosting. So it's a little bittersweet, moment. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this because the topic obviously for today is like what I've learned throughout like my years at Dominican and kind of like not what I wish I would have known, but like I wish someone would. Yeah, I guess I wish I would have known this. Like I wish someone would have told me like, hey, you should probably do this or you should probably think about doing that. I don't know. It's bittersweet. I mean, I'm graduating in December and I know there's a lot of more people graduating with me and I've been talking to them and we've all kind of landed on the same like idea or like narrative of like, I'm nervous. Like obviously I'm excited, but I'm nervous. And I think there's something really nice about being sad, at least in my case, like being sad over leaving like a place where I have been for a very long time. And obviously I got used to like the routine of like having classes, and even though I like obviously no one enjoys homework, but like the idea of like I'm gonna go to a coffee shop and do homework, like I know I'm going to miss that, hence me going back to school eventually for my career. But yeah, I'm just really, really excited obviously for the next steps, but really sad to see this chapter go. So yeah, I guess that's the only update I have, other than me graduating, which is like a huge thing. Like I graduated in less than a month, so that's crazy to me. As for future plans, for anyone that's like curious, I will be applying. So I majored in psychology, so that's obviously like my career. And I will be applying next year for PhD applications for clinical psychology. So very excited for that. I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, those are my plans. So I guess I'll just get into the book column that we've been keeping. And you will be very, very happy to hear that I read the book Crime and Punishment. I didn't finish it, but I did advance on it. Like, at least I was, like, I read, like, a good like, couple pages. I don't know how many. But, you know, I opened the book and read it. So, I think that's the biggest update that you've been waiting for. Seeing that literally for the last, like, every single episode, it was I know. It's not gone anywhere. Well, I finally went somewhere. So, yeah. And now for the topic of what I've learned or what I wish someone would have told me when I started, obviously. So I'm going to start off. Obviously, I made a list. I keep saying obviously, like if it was obvious to everyone else. But it's me, and you already know I made a list. So here is the list. First, I wish someone would have told me to like have either a planner or have a notebook or like a Google Calendar, which is what I use. I use Google Calendar, but to have something, okay? Because I remember my first week, honestly, it was not even the second. By the first week, I had classes, obviously taking classes, writing down like homework assignments, and then it kind of clicked like, huh, I should probably, you know, get a planner or something. So I think my first year I did have a planner. I had a planner, had the Google. I don't think I used Google Calendar as much because I wasn't that busy. But I did have a planner and I would just keep track of like what I had to do. And then also on my laptop, I have like the sticky notes app or like the notes app on. I don't know. It's on Apple, guys. I have an Apple laptop, but it's like the sticky notes one. That's what I used to do homework, like to write down my homework assignments. So I would write down like there was three different sections in bold, and then one was like to do today, and then the next one was to do tomorrow, and then to do this week. And that was literally how I would organize it. So I'd be like, okay. Like, it was just nice to see kind of, like, okay, like, this is all the assignments I have to do eventually. Like, what's due right now? And what can wait a little longer for me to do? Or what can I do tomorrow? So, Yeah, I figured that out my first week. I really liked doing that. So yeah, that. And then as I got busier and as I started juggling more schedules, I started using Google Calendar. So then I started putting in, I like right now I put in obviously like the offices I work in. I put in my classes, I put in newspaper stuff, I put in the DePaul research I do, which I don't know if I've mentioned this. I feel like I've already mentioned this, but I'm a research assistant at DePaul. So then I put in that schedule because sometimes it varies. I mean, it's stayed consistent, but like, you know, sometimes it does vary, or it's like, hey, like we really need you to come in for this training. So then I would obviously like put it into my schedule. So yeah, a lot of different schedules were in place. My running schedule, because apparently I run now. Yeah, like, and then obviously personal life. So first point, I wish someone would have told me, get a calendar. Get a Google Calendar. And also, pro tip, I share my Google Calendar to my friends. So then they know if I'm busy or not. Like, they know which days I'm free. They know, like, they know. So I would do that. Next. So, I would ask all of the questions, even if you think they're dumb, because I don't know. I think when people ask me questions, at work or something, I get excited to like help them. And I know our professors, I mean, I'm kind of putting this in like a class context, but I know like professors genuinely want you to like be engaged with the material and genuinely want you to learn. So if you don't understand something or you don't get anything, like ask the question. And it's really dumb to be like, other people probably have the same question, even if you don't ask it in front of other people, because I 10 times like 9 times out of 10 someone asks the question and I'm like, they literally said that. Like, okay, but sometimes I'm the one asking the question and they've already said that, but I just was not paying attention. So yeah, ask the questions, make sure you follow up with them, you correct any assignment. Like if like literally like if you don't know what you're doing in the class, go ask. Go find them. I don't care. Like, go stalk them into their office. Like, make go to office hours. If they're by appointment, then like you find them. But yeah, you make it known if you have a questions and you need help with anything. Which also, if you need help with anything, go to tutoring. Because I feel like a lot of people don't do that. Like, to they're literally there to help you. So yeah, go to tutoring. But next thing that I wish is I wish someone had would have told me to set a morning routine that I'll actually follow, because I was trying to be an overachiever and was going to like do early runs. I think I only went on early runs like twice, like in the whole semester of when I like started. I didn't even try the semester. But yeah, like I'm not gonna, well, me personally, it's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna wake up. I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna snooze the alarm and go back to sleep. So yeah, set a morning routine that you'll actually follow, which kind of also set a routine you'll actually follow in general for your day. Like, if you know that you're only productive in the morning to do homework, then wake up extra early if you can do that. Or if you know, like, you can, like you have to stay up late to do homework, that's when you're productive, okay, then put in a nap time. I don't care. You got this. So yeah, do a schedule that obviously works for you so that you can complete what you need to do and you can do everything you need to do. Next, which I'm really like sad saying this because I don't follow it as much as I should, but bring your own lunch or bring snacks and don't spend money on cyber or coffee or going on runs to go get a coffee or getting food. Like, don't bring your lunch, especially if you're like a commuter. Like, girl, you're literally going home. Like, you're literally coming from home. Like, bring your lunch or eat at home. I don't know, but or like, or if you know that you get hungry, then bring a snack. Like, you know how much money I spent? I think like there was like a good semester that I would buy a coffee like before a specific class almost all the time. And I was always kind of late to that class. But I always had a coffee in hand, which was horrible, horrible for for my bank account, because why was I spending so much money on coffee when I could have been making it at home or drinking it at home or investing in like syrups to make it at home? I don't know. Don't bring money to like spend on food, just bring your lunch, which I'm really sad saying this right now because I was literally like considering buying a coffee after this, but whatever. But yeah, moving on, I would build, which I kind of went over, but I would build into the schedule making time for friends and family, because there was literally times where I would not see my family, and there still is times where there were like a week goes by and I do not see my family at all, and or like we cross paths, which is usually what happens. So yeah, I would build it into the schedule, which sounds like really like, especially I think for me because I live with them, it was like, what do you mean like you don't see them? And I'm like, girl, like my mom works in the afternoon sometimes, my dad works during the day, I come home sometimes not until like 8 or 9, sometimes I don't even come home until like 11, like I'm like, you know, I'm doing things, I'm going out, I go out to eat, like also me talking about not spending money on food, but yeah, like sometimes I go out with friends and then I come home late, or I go do homework, because also I think you already know this, but I can't do homework at home. I don't focus. Like, it's like when I get home, my brain turns off from like school and like newspaper related stuff. And it's like, no, we're not doing any work. We're going to relax now. It just takes me extremely longer to do any assignment. So I literally have to do work somewhere else. I either have to stay at school, or I have to go to someone else's house, or I have to go to a library. Like, I cannot do homework at home. So, hence, like, why I would never see my family. Like, they were at home, or sometimes I would be home and they were out. So then, yeah, just build time for your friends and family, but I think emphasis on family, because I feel like you have to be even more intentional, because you don't think, like, oh, I have to build time in for them. So, yeah. Next, I would find an outlet to distress. And what I mean by this is that, you will be stressed with homework assignments, you'll be stressed with work, you'll be stressed with any extracurriculars or clubs or sports that you do, and there will be a point where you will crash out if you don't do something for yourself. So I don't know if that's like doing, like, if I mean, mine are like, I like to read, I like to journal, especially when I feel overwhelmed, because I know I should probably journal every day, like gratitude, you know. I don't really do that because I know I could have the time if I made it. I personally don't do it, which is bad. I should probably do it. But I think especially when I feel like overwhelmed with emotions, either positive or negative, I have to like write it. Like I have to put it out somehow. So I love journaling like that. And then my other, which I kind of mentioned, was running. Like we all know about that outlet. So those are some of mine. But I mean, I don't really watch movies as much or shows. But I think I only recently started to. And that's nice. Or like having like a skincare day, like making sure you're like, you wash, you do like extra things for your like hair masks and like face masks and like just like doing that whole thing. Yeah, just find an outlet that will help de-stress you, so your whole like week or your whole month isn't just work, school, like, no, you'll literally go crazy. No. So next, so I also kind of already talked about this, but I'll touch on it briefly, but it's knowing what works for you to study. So like I was mentioning, I cannot study at home, so I find other places to study at that I know I will actually focus, or also knowing if you can study with other people, because I personally can't. Like, unless like we both have a lot of homework, like I think the only person I can actually study with is my sister, and that's because, we're doing different types of homework assignments, so there's not an overlap of, like, hey, I have a question. What do you think? Like, there isn't an overlap like that. So, yeah, if you can study with other people, then great. If not, then you either have to find out if you can study, if it's just the person, like, that you're studying with, or if it's in general, you will get distracted with anyone. So, moving on. I would explore what you like in classes. And what I mean by this is that I originally was only majoring in psychology, and I ended up minoring in philosophy. And the reason why was because I took two philosophy classes kind of on accident my first semester. So like my freshman year, obviously. And I fell in love with philosophy, and I knew that I couldn't, like, I literally could not bear the thought that I would never take a philosophy class ever again. Like that, like, it felt like something was missing. Like, it felt like a whole part of me would be missing without taking philosophy classes. So that's why I decided to minor in philosophy, because I knew, like, this is something I feel deeply passionate about and that I deeply want to keep learning about. So I was like, if I'm going to continue to take philosophy classes, then I might as well make it a minor. So yeah, I would explore what classes you like. Like, I have a friend. Another example. I have a friend, and she ended up taking ceramics. I took ceramics too, and it was really nice. It's a really nice hobby, but it's so time consuming, and it low-key stresses me out sometimes. But it's also a really good way to de-stress, so it's counterintuitive. But she ended up taking the class, and now she, like, teaches kids how to, like, do things with, like in ceramics. Like, she literally just, like, fell onto that too. Like, she tumbled into it. And it was really sweet, because now, like, that's something that she's, like, likes, that she likes to do, and that she, like, now does as, like, for work or as a hobby. So, yeah, just explore what classes you like and do that. Hello? Like, do that. So, next, the next ones are, I think, are, like, more briefer, but I would get ready for class. So, I mean, like, if that means doing your makeup, then go ahead. If that means doing your hair, then do that. If that means putting on a good outfit, then do that. But I would be, like, more intentional with getting ready, because I feel like I personally put in a lot to get ready. So it's just, it's because it makes me feel nice, especially, like, I feel like if I feel nice, like, I look nice, I feel nice. So that's kind of why I do it. But yeah, I would get ready to go to class. Also, I would be very involved in clubs and events, which I don't even go to the events, so I feel like a hypocrite saying that. But you should go to the events. I know, I mean, I think it's hard for me because I have a lot going on, but I think if at the beginning, like, toward the, like, first year, I would go more toward events just because I had more time. So yeah, be involved, get into clubs, go into the events, just, like, be on campus. Like, don't just come in and out for classes. Like, no, like, stay on campus, hang out with your friends, like, do something, you know? Like, it makes you feel more connected with the campus, and I feel like that's just really important. So yeah, I would be more involved. And this is, like, the third one, so we're about to end, guys. But I would have something fun to look forward to, which I know I've talked about in other episodes before, but having something fun to look forward to, like at the end of your week or at the end of the day or even, like, for the next days, it's really nice, because it keeps you going when you're, like, really tired, or when you want to give up, or when you just want to go home. Like, something I look forward to every day is when I get home, I go to my cat, Cosmo, and I cuddle with him, and I play with him, and we take naps. And it's really nice, and I think that's, like, one of the best things that I look forward to when I get home. Like, at the end of my day, I will go home, and I will see my cat. So, yeah. Next, second to last, I would not overbook yourself, because I am so guilty of doing this and signing up for, like, a million things for the same day, and then I'm like, who decided? Like, who did this to me? And it's me. I did it to myself. So yeah, I wouldn't overbook yourself, because you will get overwhelmed and you will be tired and you will literally feel like it's too much. So yeah, I would not overbook yourself, which goes into my last point, but I would have grace with yourself, whether that's, like, you got a bad grade and you had really thought you were gonna get a good grade and it didn't work out, or you missed your bus, or you didn't wake up on time. Like, whatever it is, just have a grace with yourself and understand that, like, things happen. And you can't change them. You can only accept them. And you can only decide how you want to move forward with that. So, yeah. That's it. Oh, my God. Thank you for listening. And I'm very sad. And I'm very happy that it's bittersweet, like I've said, to just record this episode or just to be on campus now. So thank you for listening. And I hope you look at the newspaper next semester. And if, obviously, if you ever want to join, then you can reach out to the co-editor for the next semester, which would be Bianca. I'm really happy, and thank you guys so much for listening to me and giving me ideas of what to say or what topics to talk about. And I hope you have a good break, and happy graduation to anyone graduating either this semester or next semester. And yeah, bye. Thank you.